fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
And mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Windward Mall today. So, hopefully it's coming through okay. Wanda, is it working?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And this broadcast is for the Prevent Child Abuse. And it's the... it's the annual Prevent Child Abuse. It's the 19th annual. So there's a lot of people here, and you know, talking about child abuse, I think the laws have to be a lot stricter so people don't abuse children. Well, anyway, we're doing this for the community. So if you have any car questions, you can give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? In the meantime, I'm going to explain about ethanol. Ethanol is the best fuel to use, folks. And Shell, the Shell 92 V-Power is the recommended and only fuel that I recommend using. If you value your car, if you want the better gas mileage, and if you want to take care of your car. Fuel is just like food, folks. If you eat bad food, you're not going to be healthy. The same with the car. Okay? The Shell 92 is the only recommended fuel I recommend. We test it. This is not out of the clear blue sky. We test it every week. Okay? So, anyway, we're here at the Windward Mall. So if you want to drive on by, you can come on by. We'll be on the air until 2 o'clock. Okay? So, anyway, we have 8 Shell gas cards to give away. And Steve Onoi is trying to figure out now the way. So, figure that out?
Yeah, still working on it, but we have a few questions ready to roll.
Anyway. Okay, so in a way, we're going to be going around to some of the supporters for this Prevent Child Abuse thing. There's a stack of teddy bears here. I mean, you got to see it. It's lots and lots of teddy bears. So anyway, again, if you have a question, give us a call and I will help you with whatever problems you have on your car. Okay? They have a lot of, what do you call? This Hawaii people and stuff here. This one is from, where are you from?
I'm from Kahala.
Okay. And what's your
name? My name is Penelope Yang Pak.
Okay. Anyway, yes, if you have a question, give us a call. And If you want to know more about ethanol, you can also call me, okay, at 847-5554. And I will be able to help you with your question, whatever you have. Wait, hang on. Wanda?
Yes?
Hang on. What? Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, we're trying to give away
a gas card. Okay,
yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Steve is going to ask the question.
A trivia there. Question?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What's the first trivia?
What happened to you? Can I hear you?
Well?
Can I hear you? What was the question?
How many years have they been doing this Prevent Child Abuse Hawaii event? How many years?
Did you get it?
Didn't George just say how many years they did it at the beginning of the show?
I'm not supposed to say anything. Okay. Go pick somebody and ask the question. He can put somebody to ask the question to.
Okay, are you finding somebody to ask that question?
Okay.
Or?
Wait, hang on. I gotta go on the stage. Hang on. Okay. Hang on.
Hey, George, good to see you today.
Thank you. If any of you want to hear this broadcast, you can go on my website, www.georgevita.com. And if you want to listen right now live, I'm on AM 1080. It's being broadcast right now. We're also trying to give away 8 Shell gas cards worth $25 each. So, Steve Benoy, the guy over there with the black, is going around asking the questions. If you can answer the question, you win a $25 Shell gas card. And it's been all donated in this short 3-day notice by Larry at Shell. So, mahalo, Larry.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. I know it's a little bit. Thank you. So, George, you still there?
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, Bob. Rolling Bob, you're on the air.
Rolling Bob here. What's going on down there at the mall, George?
Hey, George, you gotta go to a better area. You're cutting in and out. We can't hear you. I guess, Bob, you are on. Well, I'm telling George he has to go. I can't even hear him. It should have a lot of background noise in wherever he's at.
Well, anyway, while we're waiting for George to get on, I'm going to talk about the traffic in Waimanalo. While they're adding a left turn lane or a center lane or something, and the traffic going in to Waimanalo when you come from Kailua is backed up past Keolu Drive. And I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be some way to not have this happen. I mean, you're spending like 30 minutes sitting in traffic.
Since you've lived in Hawaii, how many times have you moved?
10? 12? I was here for a while, then I went to Maui for about 12, 15 years, and I moved back here. So yeah, I lived like in Kaneohe, and then I guess Waikai, and I haven't lived that many places. I'm kind of central. But, you know, I got to roll around so I can talk about different places and know what I'm talking about. See, I'm not counting on just living there.
You're not?
Well, you know, like, people comment, like, in other words, I don't really talk about Ever Beach because I don't really live there, so I don't understand that, like, whole dynamic. You know, people tell me that, like, they have to get up they have to leave the house at like 5 in the morning to get to work at 8 o'clock. And that fascinates me because I'm sure if you went in and talked to your boss, you could probably work something out, you know, like, hey, could I work at home? Could we move the office to somewhere? Can I, you know, adjust my hours? I mean, there's a lot of solutions to traffic other than building a rail, which I know if you're in the rail, well, you got it. But there's other things. That we just don't look at. Hello?
Bob?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened to George, so you're still on.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants, can somebody call in and talk to me?
So, Bob, when are you going to run for mayor?
You know, I'm thinking the next time around. I just have to check on a few little technicalities from my past.
Well, then, you know, we have to ask the important questions. Guitar or bass?
Bass.
All right, there you go. I'm in.
Right. Hey, I'm a bass player. How could you go wrong with a bass player?
I know a few drummers that have an answer for that.
You know, and I was going to say, hey, at least I've got a drummer who would never be on time. Ta-da!
Okay, we got George back on, I think.
Okay, are we on again?
You are, but you sound very distant.
Huh?
Okay, well, anyway, since we have George back, I'm going to roll on out of here. And, Wanda, if you need me, you can call me.
I will, Bob. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. As always, take care of your car or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Hello.
Okay, you're on the air.
Are we on?
You're on the air.
Okay, I have a little girl here, and she is Hawaii Elementary 2016. Okay. What is your name?
Spicy Brook. Spicy Brook. Spicy Brook.
How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
Okay, and what school you go to?
I go to Chicago Elementary School in Middle Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Okay, did you get that? Hello?
Yes.
Did you get that?
I got it.
Okay.
But
fantastic.
Why did she's going to give an answer or something?
No, she's a little fidget here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have several of them here. And it's fantastic. So anyway, okay, I'm going to walk around. Thank you. Wait, hang on.
Wait, did you have any winners for the trivia question?
Forever.
Huh?
Forever.
No, sorry.
How many years have they been doing the child abuse Hawaii? And I just mentioned it, right? So, anyway, TV's turn around, trying to find somebody to win the Shell gas card. It's a $25 Shell gas card. And it's not a hard question, you know. And if anybody has any questions, want to call in, just call in. Okay? And 808-524-1080.
Are you walking around?
Yes, I'm walking around.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Evan's young.
Okay, Evan. So the question is, today's event, the annual Teddy Bear Roundup, how many years have they been doing?
What anniversary is it?
Beyond it.
The six.
Sorry, let's try again.
Thank you.
No. It's for a $25 Shell gas card.
We gotta go.
We gotta walk around. Okay. Anyway, let me know when the commercial break is. Okay?
Not yet, but you probably should stay in one place where you have good reception.
Yeah, wait, let me go
and have the people come to you.
Yeah, wait, hang on. This man here is you're the MC for this function, and my broadcasting stuff all both apart, so I'm on the phone.
Okay,
so your name?
Justin Cruz.
Okay, and what do you do here?
I'm the MC for this Prevent Child Abuse Hawaii. I'm also a board member for the organization. And so just encouraging people, to spread the word and come on down today. And the turnout for the stuffed animals has been incredible. I think we have a record now. I've never seen so much support from the community. And so we just want to say thank you to everybody and all the families and organizations that got together and brought all the stuffed animals down here to Windward Mall today.
Well, it's thank you.
Thanks, George. Okay.
Yes. No. What's your name?
Elijah.
Elijah what?
Oh, Elijah Cross.
Sorry.
Hey, Elijah, the question is, this annual Teddy Bear Roundup, how many years have they been doing this?
Is it 19?
19, that's correct.
We got a winner. Finally, we got a winner for a Shell gas card. It's a $25 gas card donated by Shell.
Okay.
Okay, now let me know when it's break time now.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, and then after this, we have a caller, okay?
Yeah, go on the stage. Go on the stage. Okay, Steve is going to ask the question.
Okay, and then after that question, I have a caller that wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
What was Steve's question?
How many stuffed animals were collected?
Why, do you have the answer to that already?
Wait. What's the name?
Jen Anderson.
Jen Anderson. And she has 21,000
almost at 1 o'clock.
That's
a winner. You're a winner? She's a winner. She won $25 Shell gas card.
All right.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm going to put Brent from Honolulu on the line.
Okay.
Okay, Brent from Honolulu.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I have a 93 Toyota Corolla wagon, and I just put new front brake pads on it. I'm down a hill, and I'm not riding the brakes. I know you're not supposed to do that. But they seem to be overheating, and I can smell them, and I can see smoke coming from the wheel wells, and the brake starts getting spongy.
What happens when you come down the hill?
Yes.
Oh, what happens when you come down the hill?
Well, the brake pads, I can smell them getting hot. I can see smoke coming from the wheel well, and the pedal starts getting spongy, like the brake fluid starting to get hot.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
Brand new brake pads. I just put them on 2 weeks ago.
No. Something is definitely wrong.
Take it back?
Wrong.
So what do you think is the problem?
Yeah, the brake does not
operating properly, you gotta have it checked out again. Who did it?
I did it myself, but I've done brakes of, 50 times already. I've never had a problem.
Okay. What brand brake pads did you use?
I used the ones from Napa.
Okay. Okay, now when you put the brake pads in, okay, the brake pad sits in a saddle. It's like in the little bracket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you lubricate that part there?
Did I lubricate the bracket? No, I had to push the pistons in with the C-clamp to get the new pads to fit.
Okay, the pistons went in easily.
Yes.
Okay. Then it's binding on the little perch where the brake pads sit. So you got to make sure they don't have rust there. And there's a special grease that Napa sells for that. You need to grease it so the brake pads can move back and forth freely.
That's what I figured. I figured they're not pulling away from the rotor.
Yes, yes. And on that model there, there's a spring, a bead spring that goes on top of the pad, two of them.
Exactly.
Put them back.
Yes, I did. And they still had tension on them. Should I just go ahead and replace those two?
You have to replace those two V-shaped springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that'll work.
Okay, that sounds easy enough. But I've done a lot of brakes, so I know what I'm doing, but I've never had this problem, so I was kind of...
Yeah. Your problem right there.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life. And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And we have, who are you?
Linda.
Yeah. Linda who?
Linda Leo.
Okay. And what is the question? The question is, at this for Prevent Child Abuse Hawaii, who is the executive director?
Eileen Dees.
Are you sure?
I'm confident.
That's correct.
We got a winner. Michelle Gascon.
Yep.
Oh, made it so easy. She's part of the organization. Okay. So, Steve is making it very easy so they can win it.
So, do we have all the stuffed animals there all stacked up?
Oh, you gotta see it.
Like all 21,000?
You're going to need a lot of people carrying the stuffed animals out of here.
Yeah, they're over 21,000.
Over 21,000 stuffed animals.
1 o'clock.
As of 1 o'clock, and more still coming in.
So, after
and
this...
It's a fantastic organization, and I wish we knew about it a long time ago.
So what happens to all these stuffed animals?
It gets over at 2 o'clock today.
But what happens to these stuffed animals?
They take it out to the stuffed children.
Okay.
But it's a really, really good program.
Is it just for children in Hawaii or...
Yes, yes. Not on the mainland or any place else. It's just for Hawaii. It stays here.
So how many gas cards you gave away so far?
Huh?
How many gas cards did you give away so far?
How many gas cards did we give away so far?
Give away...
Two.
Give away three.
Three gas cards.
Well, you got less than half an hour to give five more away.
Well, we got to give the rest away, but only half an hour. So, why don't we go upstairs to the supporters? Anyway, we're going to go upstairs. And those of you listening, you can call in if you have a question on your car or whatever, and we'll help you with that. Okay? So... it's 524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? Anyway, I'm sorry for the bad reception and broadcasting and everything. The equipment we're using is really not working well at all. So we're up on the upper level at the Windward Mall,
and we're going to interview some of the supporters or sponsors of this Prevent Child Abuse program. Okay? So, that's for the question. Steve has a question for you, and if you can answer it right.
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hey, Laura. Good. Hey, Laura. At today's event, last year, how many stuffed bears were collected last year? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
No, did you guess?
Okay. So, can there be like a ballpark, like between 8,000 and 15,000?
No.
Okay.
Should we hear one? Close, at least by 10. Oh, okay, maybe by 100 then. How's that? Okay, so how many toys or bears were collected last year? We'll give you a leeway of about 100.
A leeway of about, okay, so I'll go with 10,500.
Oh, no.
Too much.
Okay.
$500.
Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can I tell what your organization is?
Oh, yeah. Can you know Mr. Laura?
Oh,
okay. So your name is?
Daniel Yuama. Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah. Okay.
And you're with?
I'm with Hawaii Youth Services Directory, otherwise known as 808U.
808U.com. What do you guys do?
So we are a online directory for youth social services throughout the state of Hawaii.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
So the question that we had was, we'll give you a ballpark about, leeway about 100, okay? So how many bears were collected last year, at last year's event?
Within 100. I give you 100 leeway, plus
the. Do we have a number for today, so
yeah.
Far? What's the number?
21,000.
So I think,
except.
Yeah, last year was probably 18,400.
Sorry.
We're trying to give away the guest card, so please excuse us.
Hi there, we're on the air on the radio. Let's be on the radio. We're going to ask you a trivia question.
Okay.
So your name is?
Nicole.
And who are you with?
I am with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies.
And what are you with too?
We support moms and families pre, during, and after pregnancy.
Okay, so the question is, if you read through the material today, how many stuffed animals were collected at last year's event?
Oh, wow. I would say like 7,300. No.
Who are you with? Healthy Babies.
Oh,
who are you with?
I'm with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move along. Okay, we're trying to give away the Shell guest card.
Hey,
what does this organization do besides getting all these? How do they help abuse children? How do they help abuse children?
I can't hear you.
How do they help abuse children?
How do they what?
How do they help abuse children?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, we're at the Honolulu Fire Department. I don't know how these people, how the fire department works with it, but.
What would you like?
Okay. You're with?
I'm Jesse from the Honolulu Fire Department.
Jesse who?
Jesse Locke.
Okay. So the question is, at last year's event here at Windward Mall, how many toys were collected last year?
There is just over 5,000 toys collected last year.
And give me a closer number, 5,000.
5,091.
No. That's right. That's close enough. Correct that. There you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving along.
Ask Steve that question. How do they, what do they do to help abuse children?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Wanda said, how do they help abuse children? Yeah. Okay. We'll go back down there. Anyway, we're going to go back downstairs. You know, I'm sorry for all the humbug, but we're trying to cover everything that we can. Okay? So, again, if you have a question, whatever.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah?
I want to know, what does that organization do to help abuse children?
Yeah, that's what Steve is going to ask the head person over here, that question. That would be the best person to ask. Oh, boy, he's so humbug. Anyway. Sorry for this.
So, is this event is inside of Windward Mall, right? Not outside in the parking lot?
No, we're inside. The outside is raining, so, yeah, we can't be outside. But, oh, you got to see the tough animals. Awesome. Awesome. So many. So many of them. Anyway, how much time do we have?
Well, we're going to go to a break in about a minute.
Okay. Anyway, we have the head person here. And what is your name?
Eileen D. Prevent Childhood's Wife.
Okay, the question for you is, how do you help the abused children of Hawaii?
Okay. Well, we work with prevention of child abuse, so we work with the kids who are hopefully, so to prevent them from being abused. We're the only agency that just does prevention of child abuse with special programs, educational programs, public awareness programs, and we do work at the legislature.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
So, I guess,
yeah.
What kind of prevention they do, like, besides, they just educate people then, like, to recognize that they're being abused.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, you have a trivia question for her?
Yeah, well, kind of an easy one for you. Should be able to get this one. Okay, so at today's event, can you name me two of the four sponsors of this event?
Yep. Foster Realty, I can name all of them. Prevent Child Abuse Hawaii, Department of Health, and the Child Abuse Prevention Planning Council.
Wow, you win the Shell guest card. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to a station break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills. And yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, you back on the air.
Okay, we're back on, and okay, we're back on the air again. And who do we have? Steve. Okay, so the question that Wanda, somebody had asked Wanda, it was, how do we deal with or help to the kids that have been abused? So right here we have Dr. Patty Lyons. So Patty, would you introduce yourself?
Hi. I'm Patty Lyons, and I'm a board member of Consuelo Foundation. The mission there is to prevent and treat child abuse and neglect, both in the Philippines and in Hawaii. Here in Hawaii, the agencies that could treat child abuse, they're Catholic Charities, Child and Family Service, Parents and Children Together, called PACT. There's another organization up in Kalihi Valley called Keikio Ka'aina. And of course, DHS is the one that's mandated to treat child abuse. I hope that, you know, that's helpful.
Thank you.
We have a trivia question for Patty.
So, Patty, in 2014, according to the state of Hawaii, the data book, about in 2014, how many cases of child abuse and neglect were reported?
There were over 3,000. I know that because I do serve with child abuse with DHS on some prison projects. And, you know, by the way, the kids who are abused, with when their parents are in prison, either parent, those are really abused children because they don't have a parent, you know, and they don't get to bond with their parents. So they go up to the sky when the parent can be on from the prison, and they often kiss the TV, kiss the sky, because they miss their parents so much. And these are little kids, you know, who just recognize their parents. So, yeah, it's well over 3,000, I'm sure, because about half of those are then confirmed abuse.
Wow. Is that a winner?
Yeah, so the actual number is about 3,481. So it's close enough.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Too much. Daddy, way too much. Congratulations. Okay, we're going to move along. We got two more cards to give away. Okay. All right. Now, where are you going to go, Steve?
Let's see. We got to find some people over here that's walking around.
Okay. Anyway, those that's listening, you can call in and, you know, ask a question, make an announcement, whatever. We're very flexible.
Today we last shot loaded, we dedicated for the children. The most innocent. Anyway, we're here trying to give away some free gas cards. So, and it's really easy question, you know. Easy, because they're involved with this. So, anyway, again, I want to apologize, you know, for this bad broadcast, but we're trying to do the best we can. What is your name?
CJ Calipotis. Can we win? Kanye Lions Club. And what are you doing here today? Just helping out with the,
Help prevent child abuse.
Okay. One of the topics for today was with the different organizations that are here today represented. Can you tell me two of the other agencies that are here with you folks helping out?
I really don't know because this is the first time I've been here helping out, so this is our first time we're doing it.
But do you have other agencies that are here, are like?
Yeah, they're here. Department of Human Services.
Okay.
And the LG Foster, yeah, the realty company. Yeah, the crew is here.
They're here helping out, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So he gets a Shell gas card.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It's a $25 gas card donated by Shell.
Thank you. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay.
One more left.
Yeah. Oh, I love this song. Can you hear it?
No.
Wanda?
No, we cannot.
Can you hear the song?
No. Kind of, I guess.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
I love it.
You should make it so those gas cards, they only can fill, use V power.
We gotta find somebody to give away a Shell gas card.
You should make it so those
and
gas cards.
Want to go on the radio with us, or
just
what
Shell gas card? Easy question. Yeah, so anyway, we have a person working with the stuffed animals, and Steve is going to try to ask the trivia question. Okay, so anyway. Can you hear the music? Wanda?
Yes.
Love it. I love this song. Anyway. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Barbara Calapetis. I'm with Kanye Lions Club.
Okay. So the question is, we had a revision on the original number of some animals that were donated here. What was that revised number?
The revised number is 15,074,000.
And it was revised from what? What was it?
20,000.
Nobody counted it wrong, huh?
Correct.
Okay, so it's 15,074. Okay,
so
that's the latest number.
And we're still having stuffed animals coming in.
Yeah. Okay. So are you sure? Yeah, so we're going to get there. So that's the correct answer.
Let's see what the Shell gas card number. No, it's thank you to Shell. You Shell. Okay. That's the last giveaway. Okay. So,
all those winners.
Steve Annoy. Steve is with the Manaloa
Lions Club. He's always getting involved in all kinds of stuff here. So, anyway.
Okay.
What time do we have?
We're going to go off the air already.
Oh, okay. I'd like to thank the caller that called in about his break, and hopefully I helped him. And if he has a problem, give me a call at 847-5554. Remember, folks, take care of each other, especially the children. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday, back to the studio. Aloha.